Oh, did I tell you about Marjorie?
Marjorie? Which Marjorie?
Marjorie, the one that lives a few blocks away. She's got a big, big family.
Yeah, what about her?
Well, she's going away on a vacation all by herself, Sally told me.
Well, she needs some rest with those six kids. I don't blame her. Her husband's going to take care of the six kids?
Well, I don't know. I just think it's a little strange that she'd pick up and leave and go away by herself without her husband.
Well, I think it's a nice arrangement for her. Maybe not so good for him. I wouldn't want to stay with the six kids. But maybe they got something that they understand. She's probably just tired.
Well, that's what I mean. You wouldn't want to stay with the six kids, so why would he?
Well, what do you think it is?
Well, I don't know, but I bet they're getting divorced or something.
Oh, come on now. You always got to meddle in everybody's affairs.
Well, they probably are.
Who are you to judge?
Well, I'm not judging. I mean, somebody's going away on a vacation and leaving their husband and children. What does that say? She has no family.
Well, don't you have anything better to do? And think about things like that?
I have a lot of better things to do, and I get them done. It's just that while I was talking on the phone today, I heard that Marjorie was going away by herself.
You know, I bet you if you knew the real reason, it wouldn't be anything like what you think.
Well, what could the real reason be?
Well, I don't know, but you're always imagining things, so I'm sure you could imagine two or three good ones.
Well, I'm just saying that the facts are the kids always look a mess. They're always not taken care of. They're always yelling and breaking things. So right there's something unhappy going on.
Kids are kids.
Every time I
see
Ed
or six of them together,
he's walking, watching the sidewalk. He's an unhappy guy, so all of a sudden she's leaving. I just think they're getting divorced, that's all.
Well, how do you know he's that unhappy?
Well, it just seems that they are. She never has much to say to any of us.
So therefore you're going to make up all of these things about her, is that it?
I'm just saying it to you. I haven't said it to anybody else. I'm just telling you about it and asking you what you think, and you don't have to accuse me of being somebody vicious.
But you're always gossiping. It drives me insane.
Well, what else do I have to do? I mean, around the house all day.
You're not chained to the house. You can go out whenever you want during the day. I never stop you.
I know.
Well?
Well, all right, I'm sorry. I promise again. I'll try not to bring these things up with you, okay? But it's a bad habit, I know. Look, I'm gonna get some coffee. Do you want some?
Yeah, I'll have some. Black.
Black?
Right. Yep.
Don't want anything to eat?
No. Put a little sugar in it, will you? I think I'll have some cream, too. Coffee keep you awake?
Well, it depends. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't.
Here, wait a second. Don't put it on the paper. Right here.
Move the paper a little bit.
I did.
No, I just stubbed my toe again on that ironing board, which has slipped down for the 19th time. First of all, it needs to be fixed, and then you promised me you were going to put a hook so I could hang it on the wall. Will you do that?
Sure. Be glad to.
Well, just when are you going to do it? Like in a week or another 2 weeks?
I'll do it in a couple days. How's that?
Promise?
I promise. You know I never go back on my promises either.
Okay.
Too much sugar. You know, all you have to do is put a matchbook under the leg, and that ironing board's okay. You know that? It's no big deal. A little tiny matchbook. We got plenty of matchbooks around here.
But when you iron, the ironing board still moves and the matchbook comes out from under it.
Oh. You know, that reminds me. I think I'm going to have to work on that car.
It's hot.
Do you notice anything wrong with it?
The what?
The car.
Well, it keeps stalling out.
Well,
but
the way you
just
drive.
Say that's because of the way I drive, I know.
That's right. That's right. I always told you, before you start, when you're at a dead stop, give it a little gas before you really put it in gear. Little gas in neutral, put it in gear, and go. That way it won't stall. Isn't it? It never stalls on me.
Well, I do that, and more often than not, when I do it the way that you tell me to, it stalls. When I was doing it all my way before, I had no problems.
All your way?
I'm a very good driver. I know how to handle that car. And I don't think it's my fault or my foot. I think it's something inside.
Mm-mm. It's something inside your head called judgment.
Inside my head.
It means like looking before you come out of a parking place. It means knowing that the car cannot fit in that space because it's much too small.
I've never gotten the car scratched, have I?
Oh, well, it was always in the parking lot that somebody did it. It wasn't you that did it. Somebody...
Well, that isn't my fault if other people can't drive and don't know enough to see how
close
they
are. Yeah,
but
how do I know you didn't back into somebody else?
Well, why would I lie?
It's not lying. You see, you women never really lie. It's just that you change the balance of things a little bit.
Us women never really lie. It's just that we've changed the balance
That's
of
right.
things.
That's right. Well, I'm going to fix that carburetor anyway.
Well, that's probably what it is. That's the thing that gears the gas going through, doesn't it?
That gears the gas?
Well, you know
that...
You
got your gears mixed up.
No, I'm trying to just not... I'm trying to make you understand. That's the thing.
The carburetor, yeah, is the thing
that regulates what goes through the car, right?
Goes through
the
car.
And how much gas is fed to the engine.
Yes, that's right.
Well, if the car is stalling out, then I'd say that something's wrong with that regulator, and if that's the carburetor. But you've worked on that before.
Oh, wait a minute now. You blaming me for fouling it up?
No, I'm not blaming you.
I know what I'm doing when I work on that car.
Well, I know you do, but sometimes you need other help.
You're not going to catch me taking that car
to
a mechanic, not my car.
And have it done.
I'm not going to take it to a professional mechanic. I can handle it all myself.
Hey, hon?
Yeah?
Have you heard anything about your sister's kid?
Jackie?
Yeah.
I haven't talked to her in about 2 weeks. But the last time I talked to her, things were pretty bad.
Yeah? What's with him?
Well, I don't know. She can't make him stay in. He insists on going out every night. And when he does, last time he came in about 1 o'clock in the morning and pulled up in a car that was later found to be stolen and caused a whole big ruckus in the neighborhood because they were... I don't know what they do with the car, but they make a lot of noise and, you know, screech and all of that.
How old you say he was?
He's only 14 and a half.
Well, that's a pretty tough age. You remember that age for yourself?
I know,
oh, it's different.
I know.
It's
a tough age, and that's why Ethel is going out of her head with him, because she can't get it. When he comes in, he's out of it, but she said it's not like even when you'd go out and get drunk when you were a kid. I mean, we weren't that young when we started drinking. But anyway, So maybe they're a little younger today when they start drinking, but she's afraid that he's taking some kind of drugs or something because she talks to him and he just stares off into space.
Well,
and
that doesn't have to be drugs. That doesn't have to be drugs. How does he get along with the father?
Well, they get along okay, but he's hardly ever there. He has all his business trips to take, and then he's gone for 2 weeks and home for 1 week, and then he's gone for three weeks
that's
and
rough.
Home
that's,
for 1 week.
That's it. That's it. He needs
and
his father.
And with the way things are now, he needs somebody that's there all the time.
Yeah. Boy, that's a shame.
Well, I don't know. I should call her. I was supposed to call her today, and I didn't. I should call her tomorrow.
Why don't you give her a call sometime, eh?
Yeah.
I'd like to talk to that kid. I bet you I could get through to him. Seems to me that's what he needs is a male to look up to.
Well, he won't listen to his mother, that's for sure. But I don't know if he just needs someone to
get
him a good hit
in the head. At that
age,
they're trying to break away all the time, you know? If only he was closer to his father, that would be it. But the old man's out all the time, working, earning a living.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't think it can be something like, you know, we just maybe if sometime we go over there.
Right. How about some weekend?
You know, talk to her and see if we can spend the whole day. And sometime in the day, you'll have to come in. And then if you can just see him and...
Yeah.
Because to call up on the phone and just talk to him...
Well, look, why don't I take him on a camping trip? Just him and me. In the woods. What could be better for any boy?
Well, beautiful.
That's the thing. When I was a kid, I was always in the woods. My pop would take me all over with him. In the woods, fishing, that was the one I liked the best. There was nothing better than being out in that water with your pop. I remember we used to get up real early in the morning, mm-hmm. and my mother would make, you know, a whole bunch of sandwiches, stuff like
sure.
that. We'd get in the car very early in the morning and go out to some lake.
Mm-hmm.
And then there we were. We get a bucket of worms.
No.
No. My mother used to come sometimes, too. And she didn't mind it. Once you got used to the worms, everything was okay.
Oh, I never get used to the worms.
But just think of it.
Mm.
A father and his son at 8 o'clock in the morning, sitting in the rowboat, the sun up already, the birds flying around. And just, yeah, it is beautiful. It is beautiful.
Well, I know it is. It's beautiful.
And it's just that certain kind of thing. I remember we never used to talk, sometimes for hours while we're in that boat.
Except
I'd ask,
you didn't
that's
talk.
Right. Except I'd ask him, would you bait my hook? And he'd say, oh, come on, you can't just put a little worm on that hook? And then we just wouldn't talk. But we'd understand what was happening between the two of us, you know? It was really good. And then coming home at night, cleaning the fishes. I wouldn't go anywhere next to where he was cleaning those fishes. Took me a long
well,
time.
Who cleaned
but that's
the fishes?
What this kid needs. That's what this kid needs. I guarantee you. A couple of good fishing trips, a couple of camping trips.
Well, okay, but the thing is, once you start doing it, you can't just drop him. You have to.
I know. Kids that age.
Because
it's
I'm
tough.
Sure Ethel would think it's great, you know. And then she'd have a rest too. While you're gone, she could come stay over here and we could, you know, just sit around and talk and gossip and catch up on things.
I wonder if I should talk to his father about it, what he might think.
Well, I don't see how he'd think it was a bad idea.
You know
what? He's going to be home. You could ask him, too, if that's a good thing. Why not?
Sure.
But he's not home on weekends. I mean, usually one weekend out of a whole month he's home.
That's a good idea. Look, you call her.
Okay.
And in about 2 weeks... Plan
right.
it for about 2 weeks from now,
mm-hmm.
and we'll go on a little trip.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
Good.
Are you finished with your coffee?
That's it. Take him away.
Here's that thing I wanted to show you about that sweater I was telling you about. For you.
Let me see.
Do you like that?
Nah.
It's too bright. Everything I make today is bright, bright, bright.
Well, half the sweaters you have holes that I can't fix anymore.
No, they're not that bad. Come on.
They're bad.
You can't fix them anymore?
No, because I'm not a knitting machine, and you have holes in them from when you've gone out camping and fishing that I don't know what you've done. Have you put the fish hooks in them and pulled or something?
Well, I like those sweaters. Don't throw them out.
Why don't you take some time someday and go shopping for a couple of hours and get yourself not a whole new wardrobe, but, you know, a few shirts, a few sweaters. You need a new raincoat. Now, that one you have does not keep you dry.
Where's my old raincoat?
Well, I haven't seen it around for a while. I tried to fix it up, and then I put it away to go back to fix it, and I haven't seen it around. I thought you took
that
it to work and left
coat.
It there.
That was my Humphrey Bogart coat. What'd you do, give it to some bum that came and knocked at the door?
I didn't give it to anybody.
You know, I noticed a lot of things been disappearing lately.
Well, maybe you left them at work.
Oh, maybe it's Santa Claus collecting gifts for next Christmas, you know?
Ho, ho, ho. No, I don't do anything. You know I wouldn't do that. Sometimes if I'm going to mend some of your clothes, I'll fold them up and put them in the trunk. But other than that, I put them back where they belong. Now, if you lose them...
I don't like these disappearing clothes. If I buy some this year, are they non-disappearing, non-shrinkable?
You going to buy some clothes?
No, I said if. Because I like the stuff I got.
I know you do, but some of it...
They don't make it like that now.
Yeah, they don't make it
like
that now. But
like
the way they are
stuff.
Now, you couldn't go out and buy them as worn out as your clothes are.
They're not that bad. You're making it up. I look just as good as anybody around.
The last time you wore that raincoat
and
got caught in the rain, the dye from your sweater got wet underneath and the dye ran onto your shirt. And you wound up with pink underwear. So that raincoat is not any good.
Well, it looked good on me.
It looks great on you, but that's a classic style. They still have raincoats like that.
I wear clothes pretty well, you know.
Oh, I know. You're very handsome.
Well.
Well, you are.
Come on now. That's a little bit stretching the truth,
no.
Don't you think?
No, you're very
what
handsome.
What I meant was that I got a good frame. I got a good frame and stuff hangs good on me, you
right,
know?
So why not go out and get some nice clothes for the nice frame?
What, that funny stuff they're making now?
It's not all funny.
Well, it looks funny to me.
What's funny about it?
Well, they take some of the old stuff and they jazz it up too much, you know? Too many pockets on stuff now.
I can take pockets
either
off.
That or they don't put any pockets at all.
I can put pockets on.
Well, what's the sense of that?
Well, if you need
it... Oh, I'll tell you what. The ones I buy with pockets, you take them off.
I'll save the pockets and put them on the ones that you don't want.
That makes a lot of sense, you know. That makes as much sense as my going out shopping for myself.
I'll go with you.
That's worse.
Why?
Because you make me stay in one place for the 20 minutes and, you know, I see it. If I don't like it, I know it right away. I can look around. I always look around. I look in windows.
You do?
Yes, I do. But when I see that one thing I want, it's like a beagle. Right away, my nose goes right to it and I say, that's the thing I want. And they're always stuff that people can wear. It's not the... To look in, to look like a bird strutting around with his wings flapping. I like something that makes you look like...
A beagle.
No. Like a man, you know, something that when you put it on, it feels comfortable and you look like a human being. Not like
well,
something else
so
other than a human
looking.
Being.
You're already so manly looking. You could not look like you're not a
I'm
man.
I'm so what looking?
You're manly looking. What are you worried about not looking manly
Come on,
looking
don't
for?
Don't push it. Don't push it.
I'm not pushing. I don't ask you to go into the ladies' department, do I?
I don't mind going in the ladies' department.
Oh, really?
I like the women's clothes better than men.
Well,
oh, wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
I'll go buy
That's not what I mean.
Dresses.
I just mean the styles that they make for women look good on the women.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's all I mean.
All right. Well, why don't you get one of your buddies and have them go with you, Al or Frank or one of them?
Well, all I buy would be dungarees. Dungarees and work shirts.
Well, not Frank. Frank's a good dresser. And well, even when he is in dungarees, he looks great.
He doesn't wear that fancy stuff, though.
No, but he's somebody that knows how to dress, and even when he's bumming around, he really looks good.
Frank?
Yes.
You think Frank dresses better than I do? Careful what you say.
I know. I think Frank is more willing to give up some old clothes when he has to and go out and replace them. So that when he does have a pair of jeans and a shirt on, they don't have holes in them and buttons hanging off and paint all
over
him.
Well, that's
your
business.
So that he looks much nicer.
Well, I'll have you know that I have really good taste in clothes. Because when I was in school, I used to work in a clothing store. How do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
And I was sharp. What happened was they started making the clothes that I didn't like anymore. I guess I get stuck in one style, I guess. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Well, there were
okay.
styles that I haven't liked when they first came out, and then after a while, you can try them, and if they look good, fine.
Okay, but we're only going to spend 2 hours on this shopping trip.
Okay, but what I'm saying is take a chance. I mean, you just stick with the khaki things and navy blue and gray and kinds of sweaters that you wore 15 years ago. You know,
They're still in style. I know what I like. That's the difference. I know what I like.
Sometimes it wouldn't hurt to try on a V-neck rather than a turtleneck. I don't know. All I'm saying is that you're a handsome man, you look good, you could wear a lot of different clothes, and you might become excited if you just let yourself try some different things, that's all. It just could give you a lift and make you feel better, that's all.
I'll give it a try.
Well, good.
Maybe I do need a change.
Yeah.
It might help.
Okay.
Where are my cigars?
They're in back of the cookie box.
Okay.
On the second shelf.
Did you put them there when you went shopping, when you came back?
Yeah, no, they're right on top
Not
of the
here.
Refrigerator then.
Where?
On top of the refrigerator. In back of the fruit bowl.
I got them.
All right.
Thank you. Did you get the kitchen matches?
Oh, no.
I light it on the stove.
Be careful of your eyelashes.
Thank you.
Ah, these are real nice.
You know, I've been putting it off.
What?
I've got to write a letter to my mother.
You're going to write to your mother?
Yeah, I've gotten two from her, and I haven't written back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How's Miss America of the Depression years doing?
Ha, ha, ha. She's doing fine.
Mm-hmm. Sure she is.
She's been hinting at visiting. Well, she hasn't been hinting. She'd like to visit.
That's for sure. She'd love it. So what are you writing for? You going to invite her?
I'm going to write her to say hello. I'm her daughter. She's written me two letters, and I haven't written her. So I'm just going to tell her how things are. It would be nice if I could say come on up sometime.
Why don't you just tell her how things are instead? How are things? I mean, what are you going to do? Tell her the truth, or are you going to tell her what she wants to hear?
Well, what do you mean by that?
First of all, I don't want her to know the truth. Secondly, if you told her the truth,
wait a minute.
She wouldn't want to hear it.
Now I'm mixed up. What's the truth? Are things miserable? I'm happy.
No, things are just fine. She'll never believe it. She'll never believe that things are fine. You better throw in a little cold and let's see what else. Maybe part of the ceiling is falling down.
And yeah.
Yeah,
you
like
I... You won't buy food.
Mm-hmm. I don't give you enough money.
Right.
For the groceries?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that'll please her. What else would she like to hear?
I have to make all my own clothes.
Mm-hmm. I think she'd like to hear that.
Don't be so silly.
Well, they're all like that anyway, aren't they?
That's not what I write to my mother.
What
I was kidding around. I'm happy. You buy me food and clothes.
What do you write to her?
I just say, hi, Mom. I'm sitting here and, I just tell her what I did during the day, that's all. I went to the market and, boy, the prices are high or they're low or I got a good deal on this or... She's trying to get me into knitting, and I...
Well, that'd be a good idea.
So you two agree on something.
Oh, wait a minute now, wait a minute. Don't put words in my mouth.
No, I'm not putting words
your
in
mother
your mouth.
And I have never agreed on anything. Not even on you.
Well, how didn't we agree on me?
Well, she sees you a little bit differently than what I see you.
Well, she's my mother, and you're my husband, so what can I say? Of course, I hope you see me differently.
Well, thank goodness for that. For small favors.
Anyway, sometime in the next month or two, we ought to ask her here, though.
What for? Is she that lonely?
No, she's busy with her club stuff, and...
She's got a great house.
Right. All I'm saying is sometime within the next couple of months, we should have her here for dinner at least.
She's got enough to occupy her mind. And...
But that's not the point. We're relatives. I lived with her for a long time, you know.
Well, it's not like she's a relative to me. She's just an in-law. That's different, isn't it?
Are you just doing this to...
Mm.
To get me all riled up, or...
Cigars are great.
You are, aren't you? All right, look, I'm going to tell her that we're really busy and that we can hardly wait for when we're not busy and she can come and visit. And that way we'll have a couple of months to set a date.
Well, you know, I have such a rough time talking to your mother that when she's around, I'm embarrassed most of the time. I never know what to say to her or what to do or I don't know how to entertain her.
And why do you have to feel that you have to entertain her?
Well, she gives me that impression of being, you know, like a prima donna that you have to take care of somehow, that you have to, you know, stroke her feathers or something.
And you just don't want to do that, do you?
Well, I mean, you know, one time or another I might have wanted to do that, but I just can't pay that much attention to her that she needs, you know.
Okay, so just be you. So just talk. And if you don't want to talk, don't talk.
Yeah.
But you just not say anything.
That feels really foolish, the three of us sitting around with me not talking and you two jabbering away. If there was only something we could share together, the three of us, you know, it might be interesting. I don't know. Maybe I'd find out something
about
your
mother.
Well, if
you think I should knit and she thinks I should knit, we could all sit around and talk about knitting. We could go out.
No.
We could go do something.
I want to do something that I can find out what your mother is like. And then maybe we'd have a better basis. Maybe I wouldn't always be... talking about it like that.
Okay, well, that's a great idea. What do you want to do?
Well... Bowling? What do you think of that?
I don't know if she's ever been bowling. She
oh, she must
like
have.
It.
She has that marvelous figure at her age. She must do something to keep it
in
shape.
Yeah, I know. She's good on her diet.
I'm sure she doesn't run track every morning, you know.
No. She but that's a good idea. Well... When she comes up, we'll take her bowling with us.
You think it's safe?
Of course it's safe.
I mean, a woman that age going bowling? Think they won't laugh at her or anything?
She's in better shape
than
the both
of us. I know, she looks 20 years younger than what she is. I know.
Sure. So it'll be on a weekend, so it can just be a fun thing. We'll just go
and... We'll find out if she has the bowling shoes and the bowling ball and all of that stuff.
Oh, she doesn't have all of that. I know she doesn't. But we can just go play a couple of strings, and you can rent shoes there.
She looked kind of funny coming in on a train with bowling shoes and a bowling ball.
But she's not going to be. I mean, who knows? If she likes it, she'll probably go home and get a whole bunch of bowling equipment.
Nah, I don't think
so. Next time she comes, she'll beat us.
Remember the last time we went bowling?
Well, that alley was warped. You could see it. You could stand there and you could see a bump.
Mm-hmm. And the ball was square.
No, the ball wasn't square, but the way I throw a ball...
I have technique.
And it didn't work because of that warped alley.
I know your curve is so good that it kept going.
Go ahead.
And those drinks you were having in between games, that didn't help either, did it?
Well, you kept giving me drinks.
Well, that's because I didn't want you to notice the beers I was drinking.
Yeah, I know, but I was still noticing. But you know, I can't drink and bowl. Drinking and driving.
When's she coming? You know, it might be a good idea for her to come over.
I'll just write the letter. Oh, you know, Doris sent me this recipe.
Huh?
Yeah, it's called Bobbles, Bangles, and Beads.
Oh,
it's a dessert. And it has pineapple.
I know it would be a dessert. It wouldn't be anything like roast beef or anything, would it? Bobbles, Bangles, and Beads.
Yeah, well, it has strawberries, peaches, and pineapple. That's like... And you take them. It's better if you use it fresh, but if you use it frozen, you can use the juice, you know, the sweet sugary juice, and you separate the juice, and then you take heavy cream, and you put the peach juice in the heavy cream, and you whip it up, and it's like this peach whipped cream. Mm.
You like this better than going to a movie, don't you?
What?
You like talking about this better than going to a movie, don't you?
Well, if I go to a movie, I'm only going to want to eat candy and popcorn. Yeah, I know. Well, I'm not going to make it and eat it. I've been almost good this week. I'm just thinking for some time when we have somebody over that's the dessert I'll make.
I thought you were going on a diet.
Well, I have been on one.
It just
hasn't been working out well, that's all.
Which one is it this time?
Well, it's that one where you drink all the water.
Oh, no. Come on. You can't do that again.
I know.
I never see you half the night. You're running into the bathroom.
And I'm so sick of boiled eggs. But that's what happens. I just eat so many of these boiled eggs that after a while they get in my throat and I can't stand it.
Oh,
so I go and eat something like graham crackers, half a box. That's what happened to me the other night.
I'm sick of all of these damn diets. You're always grumpy when you're on these diets. Never understood them in the first place. Where'd you get the idea you needed a diet?
Because I'm overweight.
You're not overweight.
I am.
Where?
Well, in my stomach and in my fanny.
Well, you always had fat legs, but I know. Well, your legs are fat. What can I tell you?
Look.
The rest of you is fine.
It's all right.
You have a tendency to having fat legs.
Uh-huh.
I don't mind them.
Mm-hmm.
I love your legs.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that when I married you, that...
Hmm. But you've put up with it, right?
I manage.
Hmm. It's all right for me to call me fat, but it's not all right for you.
Oh. Big deal.
To make my legs lose weight, I have to go to some kind of slenderizing salon and use machines and everything. Because the exercises I know how to do don't work.
You're not trying to put me on a diet by putting yourself on a diet.
No.
Are you insinuating anything?
What did I didn't insinuate anything.
I mean, you don't mean that I'm starting to get a little, rubber tire, do you?
Well,
what?
You know, when you sit down, a little bit of it does pour over your
belt. No. I have a big frame. A big frame. It's not... No, I got no spare tire. Besides, I like my pants tight. I always pull the belt. That's what makes it look like I got a little spillover over there. You're not going to fool me into that, sweetie.
I'm not
pie.
Fooling you into anything. Just... You're sitting down now. Just...
Look, let's get this diet thing settled once and for all. What do you say? I'll take you to the doctor. We'll get a good diet by somebody who knows, who's a specialist. And that
I
way
was
you can
reading
just
an article
the
other day
that
said doctors don't know about nutrition. And he's going to want to give me diet
pills. Oh, dentists
don't
know about teeth, right?
Well, some of them don't. They just want to pull them.
Sure. All these smart ideas. I don't know where they're coming from. But you're reading the wrong things. You mean I waste my money all on this junk here that you read? These funny books?
They're not funny books.
They're nutty books.
They are not. It's
well, you get all of these half-baked ideas. Doctors don't know how to cure people. And,
doctors
you know.
Do. Doctors, when doctors go to school, they learn how to cure disease, but they don't learn how to prevent it.
Look, we got
and
the medical insurance.
And nutrition is a way that they can prevent it.
We got
it.
The medical insurance now, and all we have to do is go to that doctor, and he'll take care of you. It'll be the first and last diet.
Well,
I'm sick of all of these different
I'm
diets.
I'm warning you. I'll go to a doctor and let him weigh me. And I'll tell him what I eat, and maybe he can tell me better things to eat.
Okay. See? It's just so easy when you use your head, that's all. There's no big problem. Okay?
No, I can't do anything with my hair anymore.
You've been saying that for years.
How do you like it like this?
No, it's all right.
Well, if I had bangs.
Aren't those old fashioned?
Well, I mean, this is just an idea of what I'd look like with short hair.
Well, how do you want to wear it? You can do anything with that.
I don't know. I can't think anymore because it's just been this way for so long. I don't have any new ideas.
Well, it looks all right now. You're not going to change your horse in midstream, as they say.
Well, it's not a bad idea to change. Look, how about... Could I go to the hairdressers?
Come on, you've been reading those books in here. They show you how to do it.
But it doesn't work out because I do what they say to do and I spend money on all these rollers and then it doesn't come out like the picture.
You always did it before and it always looked beautiful.
Yeah, but I think it's just, I don't know.
Maybe you picked the wrong thing for yourself, that's all.
Well, that's why if I go to a hairdresser, somebody that's good, you know, they may be able to look at me and give me some ideas that I wouldn't get from models in a magazine, because that's their face.
Oh, sure, that's his job. But you gotta pay him for it.
Well, I know, that's why I'm asking
you,
can we afford it?
Come over and cut your hair.
I don't trust them. I mean, I trust them like my friends, but that doesn't mean that they're good at haircutters.
You know, there's too many things today, you know? For everything that you used to be able to do yourself, now there's 10,000 experts that can do it better for you and charge you.
Look, I'm just asking you, will you give me the money or not?
Well, how much is it?
I don't know. I was talking to Joni the other day. She goes to this hairdresser every week. And see, the first time you go, now just take it easy, because the first time you go, that's when they do the whole bit.
Oh, the whole bit.
That's when they do everything.
Which means what?
Well, they wash it and she cuts your hair wet and then gives it a shape and then sets it. And if your hair's in bad condition, she conditions it. And then coloring it is really, but I don't want it colored, don't worry. I mean, that's expensive, but I'm not going to have my hair color changed.
I can see $20 flying out the window right now.
Well, but that's just the first time. But see, that's like an investment.
Oh.
So then, yeah.
Oh,
so then after that, Look, she knows your hair, and she's done all this stuff to it and conditioned it, and it's healthy, and cut it, and she knows how she's cut it, so she knows how to set it.
All right, you're getting and me confused. Hold it. Look. Call and find out how much.
Well, I know how much. It would be $17.50. Then you can give her a tip. But it's just like, you have to give them a tip. Because if they do nice work, you give them a tip.
Do you realize how much money that is?
I know, but think of what would come out of it. I would be beautiful.
All right.
And I would feel happy. But see, after that, it would only be about $5 a week.
All right, you can go and happy birthday.
I can go?
Yes.
Oh, and you even remembered my birthday.
Yes, I did.
Oh!
All right. Don't mess up my hair.
Oh, stop.
I just combed it.
You know, sometime soon, we just have to have Larry and Bonnie over for dinner.
Larry and Bonnie?
Yeah.
Having a baby?
No, but it was over 6 weeks ago that we went to dinner at their place, and they had the whole buffet with 7 courses and this whole big thing.
Just because they invited us, we have to invite them?
Well, it works that way, you know. I mean, if you don't call them back and reciprocate, they think that you don't want to be friends.
We're friends, come on.
Yes, we do, or else they're going to think something's wrong. They asked us over there as their friends and shared this whole big thing. And we just haven't even made... I can't bring myself to call her.
Why is that? You want me to call?
Well, you could call him. I mean, just lately, the way things have been, to tell you the truth, I just can't stand her anymore.
Well, what the devil you want to invite him over to dinner for?
Well, because we owe them a dinner, and you and Larry are friends. I mean, I like Larry. I used to like her.
But why do you want him to come over then? Then we have no obligation if you're going to be uncomfortable.
Well, I'm not going to be uncomfortable. It's just a matter of this. She's gotten really funny lately. I mean, she's just become so bitchy.
What for? What's happened between you two?
Well, I don't know, but all of a sudden, it wasn't just at the party. Before the last time we went out for dinner, we went shopping together one day. And she just got into all this catty nonsense about...
Well, that's easy. Something's troubling her. And it concerns you, right?
Well, she just started comparing and started this whole thing about how much she has and all that money can do. And
that ticked you off, right?
Well, yes, it did, because we were friends, and I don't think something like that has to make a difference, but she was making it make
Well, did
a
it
difference.
Embarrass you? Did it make you feel ashamed of me?
No, it did. Nothing could make me feel ashamed of you, but the thing was that she was trying to make me feel ashamed, and I resent that.
Well, what's her thing? What's the matter with her?
Well, I don't know. Maybe she's unhappy with Larry, for all I know, and she's trying to convince herself that all these wonderful material things are what's making her happy. But, like when we were shopping for clothes...
Well, let's invite him over, and maybe we can find out a little bit. Maybe
well,
we can help
I've just
him,
been
though.
Thinking
maybe we can help
and
him.
Thinking
what do you say?
About it for 6 weeks, and I should try, and she was a good friend once, and really, I just really don't think she is anymore, but to give it one last chance... And we kind of owe them an invitation anyway. I think we should have them over to dinner.
Sure, look,
and who
when
knows,
was the...
maybe whatever is bothering her will be okay. But
right.
Boy, if she starts that nonsense again, I'm...
Take it easy, will you? Might be a good idea. When was the last time we really had a good heart-to-heart talk? We lay it all on the line, find out what it's all about, and maybe we'll learn something from it. Maybe help them, I don't know.
Well, what can I say? I can't say... I could say, Bonnie, you know, I think you're really bitchy lately.
No, you don't say it like that. Not at all. you start in a little bit, be nice to her. And then if it comes to...
Well, the day we
were
shopping...
Take it easy.
I tried that. I said, what's the matter? What's bothering you? And I just... Me, nothing's wrong with me. I'm fine. What's bothering you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then she got into...
Resist.
Then she got into insulting us, so I just didn't...
Oh, what'd she say?
Well, I mean, not you directly, but I mean, she just...
How directly? How indirectly, then? She said something about me?
No, well, she was talking about my taste in clothes and... But what she was talking about was the difference of being able to afford, you know...
We can afford them.
Well, I know,
it's
but
just
even
we're
if
more
we
conservative
couldn't, that
about
doesn't
what
make
we
any
buy.
Difference to me. But she just started on this whole thing about how money can buy everything and how... I wasn't unhappy. I'm not unhappy. And but she started doing this whole psychoanalysis thing of me saying, but you really are unhappy.
Oh,
I'm saying, no, I'm not. So then you feel like you're being defensive, saying, no, I'm not, but I'm not.
Look, anybody who talks about money being able to buy everything is only half right.
Well, half right.
Well, look, let's have them over. What do you say? And we'll give it a try. Otherwise...
Okay, but I don't think we can bring up something like this...
Okay.
...with all of us there. But
okay.
We'll just try and have
a
nice time.
If it doesn't work out, if it gets too wild, we'll throw them out. Right? We don't have to take anything.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen, but okay.
Okay. I think it's going to work out fine.
Mm-hmm.